Hi, this is Austin Hill. Hey, thanks for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Now, remember, to hear the entire broadcast or more highlights from our recent episodes, you can go to the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com. Thanks for listening.
My God's not dead. He's surely alive. He's living on the inside, growing like a lion.
7:35. Good morning, and thank you for being here. This is the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill, here weekday morning 6 till 8. We live in dark times. Some people believe Christian thought has become irrelevant. Is society beyond all hope of redemption and renewal? Some people would say yes. Our next guest here on Faith Radio says absolutely not. As a matter of fact, he believes the power of the gospel of Jesus Christ can actually turn these dark times around and is more important perhaps than ever before. Oz Guinness is a prolific theologian and philosopher and one of the more prolific voices among Christians worldwide in this current era. He joins us on the guest line. Oz Guinness, welcome to our program. Thanks so much for joining us.
And thanks for having me. A pleasure to be with you.
Good to be with you, sir. What a title for a book, Renaissance. That's a very broad and far-reaching title. What are you impressing us with when you speak of Renaissance? Do we need a Renaissance in the church? What are you getting at?
Well, in many parts of the country now, there's an era of sort of defeatism and gloom and doom. People come up to me, and particularly after the Obama election, and say, is it all over? Are we going the way of Europe? And you remember 2 years ago, there was a discussion, can we really change the world? And many of the scholars were saying, we're not changing the world for all our rhetoric, and we can't change the world the way we're going about it. And I'm arguing that we need a call for reformation renewal, but if we trust the way the gospel works when we live it, we can really see a new renaissance in this country.
Clearly, it would seem to me that we see, a decline of Christian influence in the prevailing culture in the United States. I'm wondering if you agree with that assessment. Do we see a decline in Christian influence? And if so, Oz Guinness, does that mean that perhaps we're not living the gospel the way we should?
Well, that's what I'm arguing. If you take the fact that we are the huge majority in this country, and yet tiny minorities, like, say, the gays and lesbians and others, they have far more cultural influence than we do. Now, can the gospel be that weak? Or perhaps it's not what we're practicing the gospel. And you can see that much of the American church is very weak because it's profoundly worldly, more shaped by the culture around than it is by the gospel. So we need a reformation renewal. But if we then trust how we live the gospel, it will do its work in power as it's always done. And my book is an exposition of how, when you really practice the gospel operationally, mm-hmm. it really has extraordinary power in changing culture.
Oz Guinness, author of the new book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times. He's on our guest line here on the Faith Radio Network. What are some evidence, streams of evidence, if you will, that you cite in your book, Oz, that say the church is weak in America? Is it about public policy? Is it about the direction of the arts and entertainment world, academia? Where do you look to say this shows that the church is weak right now?
Well, the academic world is certainly a tough one. And that's been true for a long, long time. But actually, in the last 25 years, there's an explosion of really high-quality Christian scholarship. So that's not the current problem now. Mm-hmm. You can look at the political world, where the Christian right has created such a backlash against itself. It's tried to do the Lord's work. There's no doubt about that, say pro-life movements. Done the Lord's work, but often in the world's way. And the backlash against it has been very powerful. But I'm talking about something much deeper than that. Right across the culture, particularly in the evangelical church, you see a general sort of meltdown, a lack of serious theology, a lack of a real serious understanding of what it means to live our callings out over the whole of life. And you can see our worldliness in many ways. We're shaped by consumerism, lots of things like that. So you could look at it, if we had more time, in many different areas. But the church, as I said, generally is weak because it's worldly, more shaped by the world than it is by the word.
What about this notion that maybe we don't always at times, and I'm lumping myself into this, and I'm speaking of the evangelical church in particular, is it possible that we don't always at times really adequately understand what it means to be responsible citizens in an otherwise secular world. We understand that we are citizens of the kingdom of heaven, and we want to work towards those ends, but how do we order our lives as a society today? Maybe we don't adequately understand that. Some people would suggest that that's the case. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I agree with that thoroughly. I've written three books on this already. My last book was The Global Public Square, and I do think over the last 50 years, evangelicals have responded badly to many of the issues in public life. For instance, now that we're a post-Christian society, we've got to recognize the diversity. Any right for ourselves is automatically a right for others. And one of the mistakes Christians have made is rather than fighting for the common good, they fought against every violation against our rights, which is always a mistake, because our rights are best guaranteed when the rights of the tiniest minority and the most unfashionable communities, their rights are guaranteed. And that's just the beginning. Or again, you can see that evangelicals have tried to use the law to fight against all the violations, whereas if you know American history, you've got to establish what Tocqueville called the habits of the heart. And law alone will never answer all the problems. In fact, it'll make the problems worse. And it's the liberals who've been using the law alone. So there are many areas where evangelicals have made a huge number of mistakes in the way they fought in the public square. So you're dead right. That is a key part of the problem.
Mm. Oz Guinness, author of the new book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times. I hear a lot of talk, and I suspect you do as well, Oz Guinness, talk among American Christians pointing towards other parts of the world. Maybe it's the Middle East, maybe it's Iraq, Israel, maybe it's Russia, and the proliferation of what may be a resurgence of the former Soviet Union and Eastern Europe and such. We're looking outside our own country and saying, there's a problem there, there's a problem over here. It seems to me like you're focusing perhaps a bit more on the United States and the American church itself and saying, we've got a problem right here at home. Is that accurate?
Well, that's absolutely so. And all the other problems are real problems. Don't misunderstand me. I'm European and very aware of those problems. But in many areas, the problem, whether we're looking at America in the world or the church in America, the problem is us. And the simple fact is the American leadership in the world is incredibly weak and uncertain now, and you get this picked up in many, many commentaries around the world. But equally, while there are many problems in this country, the central problem for us as followers of Jesus is us. We've seen the enemy, you remember the pogo principle, and it is us. And we've got to put our own house in order while we certainly tackle all the problems you see elsewhere, including the horrendous problems facing our brothers and sisters in Iraq at the moment.
Mm. What's an appropriate, as long as we're on that subject, what is an appropriate disposition or response from an American Christian as it regards that issue in particular? I mean, that's all over the headlines today. It just happens that we speak here on a day where our military is apparently still dropping bombs over Iraq, and it seems like we've reached a boiling point where American Christians, a lot of church leaders themselves, have become frightened at the plight of Christians in that country. But how do we, as, I guess, average everyday citizens responsibly address that, would you say?
Well, I'm glad that there's both a response to the humanitarian crisis, for instance, the Yazidis on the mountain at Sinjar, and I'm glad that the U.S. and Britain and France have all taken part in that. And I'm also glad that America's stopping the Islamic State from advancing into Kurdistan and so on, the things we have to do. Now, sadly, it's complicated incredibly by the fact that we've created that situation through the Second Iraq War and so on. So we've got to do what's necessary. And there are no easy silver bullet answers now. We've created such a mess or helped to create such a mess out there.
All right. Oz Guinness, author of the new book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times. He's with us on our guest line. And Oz Guinness, I will ask you to hold for just a moment here. When we come back, I want you to speak, if you would, please, on the issue of revival. That's a central theme in your book, as I understand it, the church experiencing revival and renewing its power to transform lives and cultures. We'll talk with Oz Guinness further in just moments. 743, this is the Faith Radio Network you're listening to. We're glad you are. I'm Austin Hill.
Whatever you do, just don't look back. Oh, somebody needs a light you have.
7:45 on the Faith Radio Network. I'm Austin Hill here weekday morning 6 till 8. My guest is Oz Guinness, prolific author, theologian, and philosopher. His new book is called Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times. Oz Guinness, I'm guessing that probably among those listening to our conversation, there's, I would guess, almost universal agreement that we are in need of revival in the land, here in the United States of America. You seem to be saying, as I understand it, that the church needs a revival within, first and foremost. Do I understand that correctly?
No, absolutely. Except revival within, I think we should use the word revival for a real awakening when the Spirit of God breaks out in power on his people, like the first great awakening. And people tend to trivialize the word now for any relatively small movement of renewal. Mm-hmm. But what I'm arguing for in the book is, even as we pray and pray urgently and wait for revival, in other words, what God alone can do, we need to so practice the gospel that we really can see the gospel transforming us, first of all, and then the culture around us. And that's actually what my book's about. So many people are praying for revival, and I do too. But while we wait for revival, there's an awful lot that we can do. So the book's a discussion of how it is that when we engage culture in the power of the gospel, it really does change things.
For the person listening, maybe somebody who works in ministry in a full-time capacity or as a lay minister of sorts, they say, okay, what should I be doing? What do I engage in the interim? What are proactive steps that individuals can take, in your view?
Well, the book is every chapter finishes with a prayer and with a series of discussion groups that point out the practical things we can do. But first of all, we've got to recover right across the church a new restored confidence in the power of the gospel to really change the world. In other words, that idea of making a difference, transforming society, changing the world, has become a cliche, but no one really asks, how does it actually happen? How did it happen in history? How did the great features of our Western world, like the giving, caring society, our reform movements, the universities, the rise of modern science, how did these things grow out of the gospel? What did Christians do in their times that produced this incredible impact? And we've got to go back, understand that, understand the gospel more, and then live it out in our own times in a fresh way. So each chapter has, you know, practical steps that people can actually do.
Is there a sense in which you're speaking to the church and saying, hey, we've made some missteps along the way, we've disengaged, we've engaged in ways that were inappropriate, we need to kind of undo some things that we have done? Is that a part of the message?
Absolutely. You put it wonderfully well. I mean, evangelicalism as a whole is suffering from a massive meltdown. Much of the evangelical movement is trivialized, pursuing things like high self-esteem and so on, absolutely incapable of changing the culture. And so we've got to go really back and see a reformation of evangelicalism, see all the political, the cultural, the American baggage that's surrounding what it is to be evangelicals. Evangelicals should be defined by the good news of the announcement of the kingdom as Jesus introduces it in the Gospels, and really go back to ask, are our ways of living and thinking in line with that, or are they more American? We need a profound reformation.
Oz Guinness, author of Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times, is with us here on the Faith Radio Network. Oz, you seem to be writing in such a way that you really do care about the role that the United States of America plays in the world. You care deeply about this country, even though you're not a native of the United States of America. For most of my life, having lived all my life in the United States and lived mostly amongst evangelical Christian community of one sort or another, I would say that I've encountered a whole lot of ambivalence about the United States of America as it regards the broader story of Christianity. We may say God bless America or God bless the troops, and we may get a little misty-eyed and feel patriotic on the 4th of July or what have you, but as I've spoken with people and engaged in things through graduate school, seminary, being involved in different kinds of ministries, I've heard this up until recently. I've heard this frequently from American Christians. They'll say, well, if the United States of America ceases to exist, or if it's weakened, or if it stumbles or falls, or if we become oppressed here in the United States, all the better, because people really come to Christ and get serious about their faith when they're living under oppression. And that sort of leads to an ambivalence about how well things go here in the United States. Could you comment on that? Do you believe that that's something that's been part of the problem with American Christians. And what would you say about the role in the world of the United States of America today?
Well, Austin, you put it well, but we cannot afford that sort of ambiguity. In other words, it's not America right or wrong, no. But the American experiment, as the founders set it up, for all its flaws, is a noble experiment, a great experiment. And my huge sorrow living in this country at the moment is Americans are squandering their heritage. Now, we're bad enough for church, as we've been talking about, but if you look at America, she's squandering her heritage at a time when the best of the American heritage is incredibly relevant for the entire world. So this is no time to be uncertain. It's certainly we've got to see Reformation in America. Many of the ideas floating around now are not the best of what the founders put out. Now we recognize the founders, slavery, the treatment of women, the treatment of Native Americans. The trouble is, when we look at the blind spots in the founders, many do that, they throw out the baby, the bathwater, and everything, rather than recognizing the genius of the best of America, which is a profound historical relevance at the moment. Mm. So I'm an admirer of this country, but not a sort of gung-ho right or wrong, not at all. Many things are profoundly wrong. We've got to see a reformation in America as well as in the church.
Mm. Oz Guinness, author of Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times. Final question for you. What do you hope this book accomplishes? For those who pick it up, we buy it, we read it, we let it speak to our hearts and minds. Where do you want us to go with it?
Well, I hope it'll deepen the need for a call for Reformation revival. And I hope it will challenge people who are in that defeatist mode, the doom and gloom people looking at the statistics and so on, to say no. Whatever the times are, doesn't matter if we're bullish or bearish in a sort of market sense of the word, no. We trust the gospel and we move out with absolute confidence to see what God will do in our time. Because you see, the gospel's exploding in the global south, Asia, sub-Saharan Africa, and so on. It's not doing well in the advanced world. So the challenge for us is it possible, even in the teeth of the advanced modern challenges, that faith in Jesus can have the integrity and effectiveness to prevail? And of course, I believe the gospel's true. We can, and we've got to restore that confidence and move out like that as we tackle America's problems and our own problems today.
Oz Guinness, a philosopher and theologian for our times. His book, Renaissance, The Power of the Gospel, However Dark the Times. He's with us here on the Faith Radio Network. Oz Guinness, as always, thank you very much for joining us, sir. We'll make sure to get the good word about your book out via our website, myfaithradio.com. And I hope you'll come back and speak with us again very soon.
Always my pleasure, Austin. Thank you.
Good to be with you, sir. 7:54. I am Austin Hill. This is the Faith Radio Network. Our program continues momentarily. Well, thanks again for listening to this highlight from Austin Hill in the Morning. Remember, for more information about this, visit the Austin Hill in the Morning program page on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com.